from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day Wednesday. Final hour for us. Final hour of broadcasting live from training camp.
Yeah, man.
Isn't that crazy, Randy?
Yeah, dog. Another one bites the dust.
Another one in the books. This will be the final day for the preseason. I know we'll be up here and other shows will be up here throughout the season right. A little bit once things get rolling. But another training camp in the books.
Yeah, man.
Nice to have Lorenzo Carter on. I think Lorenzo Carter was the first guest we had. The first day we were here,
yeah.
And then also the last.
So wrap it up.
The last guest on the last
they're still
day.
In, I like it. They're kind of still in camp mode and everything.
Sure.
But, yeah, this is definitely our last day. Am I not mistaken, Abe, we're going to be in Kennesaw Friday?
That's right.
Okay, so we're in Kennesaw Friday. So make sure y'all come over there and holler at you boys.
And then next Thursday and Friday, we'll be at the Tour Championship.
Yes, we will be at the Tour Championship, Bunk. Looking forward to that one.
From 11 to 2.
Yep.
And then on Friday at 2.
Yep.
I break tradition.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
No, we made up for it last night.
We did.
All right.
We did.
Because that's how I feel after the Tour Championship, yeah. How I feel right now.
Normally, it's Saturday.
It's Saturday.
You know?
Yeah.
Normally, you feel like that on Saturday.
Exactly.
Instead, it was Wednesday.
It was Wednesday.
We had to take our kids to school this morning.
And it's okay because everybody was on time.
Yeah, it was fine. Everything got done.
I think Bash got on. I think I put him on shorts. I can't remember. But I dropped him off. He was half asleep when I dropped him off this morning. My boy. He was looking sharp this morning. He came down, Andy, all right, with a full, I'm talking about a full top and bottom sweatsuit.
Okay.
And I'm like, where the hell you think you're going?
I guess it wasn't that hot today, but and it is August in Georgia.
It's August in Georgia. What the? And I always make fun of it, but I got them damn kids, too, that wear hoodies all the time. Like, dog, it's 1,000 damn degrees. You're not hot? No, I'm cool. Dude. I'm sweating. I got on tank top.
I know. I don't get it.
Yeah, man.
I don't get it. I wasn't like that. I was kind of the opposite. Like, I was shorts in the winter kid.
Oh, no.
Like, I would wear shorts to school when it was 40 degrees outside.
You never do that.
I don't know why,
mama did what I would do. Yeah, mama, you know how I see Southern mamas. Everybody think any time it get below 50, you're supposed to have a jacket on or you're going to get that pneumonia. You know, and I just, you know, I don't roll like that.
The rule was when I was young. It had to be 65 degrees or warmer to wear shorts.
Really?
Yeah. And I would go outside with a thermometer and check.
Hell no.
Because I really liked wearing shorts. I'd be like, oh, man, it's only 62 today? All right, I guess we're wearing jeans.
Hell
no. But then you get older. You know, you get in high school. You can kind of do what you want a little bit. So, yeah, I think I wore shorts to school every single day senior year of high school.
Really?
I was a big cargo shorts guy.
Well, I mean, cargo shorts are not going anywhere. Don't let nobody tell you that they have
them. I just don't have any anymore.
Oh.
But I would wear them.
I ain't throw away all my clothes because people were trying to join them. Because my kids mainly was talking about it. Like, Dad, don't nobody wear no cargo shorts. Dad, don't nobody wear ankle socks. I still got mine.
I got ankle socks on.
I
right
know,
now.
Man. We're dad because we're dads.
Yeah, I'm
bringing a car.
You know who
me
loves
and Big Hugh.
Yeah, I was gonna
me
say
Big, me and Big Hugh.
You know who
big,
loves a good cargo
big
short?
Big cargo shorts.
Hugh Douglas.
Yes,
he's got a lot of cargo.
Big cargo shorts.
That's what I like about Hugh too, though. Is he wears cargo shorts and he has stuff in the pockets. He always had stuff in there, you know? Because, like, when I wore cargo shorts, I didn't really use those pockets
right.
for anything. They were just
they were just there.
They were just for fashion. That's what they were for. But, no, Hugh will have, like his keys in there or maybe some seeds or something. You never know what Hugh might have in his cargo shorts, but he uses them.
This ain't Big Hugh whip out some seeds out their pocket.
Just a handful of seeds. Yeah, man. Hugh loves some seeds. I miss Hugh.
Oh, man.
I love Hugh Douglas.
Yeah, I'm going to call
him. I miss that guy.
Maybe, I'm going to call him today.
Maybe I'll call him today, too.
Yeah, we ain't got that.
We were talking about your cargo shorts. You were thinking about
it. Yeah, yeah, thank
Final
you.
Final hour of the show.
Thank you to everybody again at the Braves, Robbie. And why do I always forget his name? Well, the tall gentleman who was carrying the tray.
Steven,
yeah. Shout out to Steve.
I just made that up. I don't know if that's his name. Wendy was there. I know I saw Wendy. Not Wendy Adams. Who was it?
Michael. Yes,
Michael.
Shout out to Michael. I like him. Michael, since I walked in, I was like, what took you so long? I was like, well, damn, homie, how you doing?
Good to see
yes.
you.
Yes, and Marissa, right? And Miss Marissa, who was great yesterday out there by the seat. So, all right, and obviously, I made man Bo.
I think we converted a listener last night at
yes,
the cigar bar.
I did.
There was a couple sitting next to us. They were very nice and kind of chatted with him a little bit. And he asked what we did, and we told him and all that. And he was like, oh, I used to listen to that station. Had to turn it off, though, because of some, I don't know who it was, some host that hasn't worked
yes,
here in years.
Yes.
And I was like, well, I think you got to give us
you
a try.
Come back.
The guy hasn't worked here in 9 years.
Yeah, you come back.
I think you got to give us a second chance. I think so.
Yeah.
If you're listening,
yes.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you for all the great pictures too. I told a girl Jody. She sent me some great photos, and I forgot because that's how good I was feeling. I said, take pictures of me and Andy. So she took all these pictures, and I forgot to post them.
Yeah, there's no doubt that people definitely noticed that we were on TV last night. I got a lot of texts because people are like, "Is that if that's not you, there's somebody who looks a lot like you at the Braves game today.
Really?
And I was like, oh, man, I'm not watching. Who is it? Send me a picture.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, that's actually.
Yeah, like I told my boy Big George, I know people, man.
Yeah.
You know, I know people. I could get in there once a year.
Yeah.
I've actually been there twice this year.
Look at you.
Yeah,
and you've been in the Truist Club
both
times.
Yeah. You know, there's not a bougie bone in my body outside of staying at hotels.
Yeah, right? Yeah. You're a hotel bougie guy.
Yeah. I don't think I go to no Braves game no more unless I'm sitting there.
No, I know. Bo ruins it.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I just don't think that the rest of the experience is going to be like that.
So last year when we went and sat in the Truist Club, the next day we went to the game. Me and my wife and Lily. And we sat in the back row.
Yeah.
Like literally we were in the front row in the Truist Club. And then the next day I was leaning up against a chain link fence because we were literally at the highest seat that you could sit in the ballpark. And I'll say this, and this might come as a surprise to some people. The front row seats are better.
Yeah, man.
They're better seats.
Hey, can I get them on StubHub?
Nope. Those are not available for purchase.
They're not available on StubHub?
Yeah,
okay.
You got to know somebody.
All right, man.
Speaking of Bo, we'll get to the back page with Bo coming up in about 15 minutes. Didn't get a chance to do that at 12:40 because Lorenzo Carter came in. That was a fun conversation. If you missed it, check it out. Download the Odyssey app. You can rewind it back to 12:40, listen to it like it was live. You can subscribe to the Andy and Randy podcast and get all of our segments sent straight to your phone every single day, or you can listen to it on iTunes, or you can listen to it on Spotify, wherever it is that you get your podcast.
Real quick, I know about the big story. A couple Falcons that are banged up. Just see, Caden Ellis has a groin injury, so probably just precautionary why he wasn't out
okay.
today. Landman, a quad. That's it. So
that's half of White Noise.
Oh, God, I knew you were going to do that.
I think it's a good nickname for the linebackers, man.
I knew you were going to say
that. I
think
it's a good nickname for the linebackers. All right, anyway, we'll get to the back page. The AMA coming up at 1:40, as always. Final hour of the show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Ozuna to deep center field. Goodbye. the net there.
2-1 Atlanta.
Yeah, that's all they needed last night. They ended up adding one in the eighth as well, but the Braves win game one of the series against the Phillies, 3-1. Awesome to see Reynaldo Lopez back out there last night on the mound, making his first start in a couple weeks after getting banged up. Didn't skip a beat, man. Grant McCauley joined us in the 11 o'clock hour. I didn't realize this. Reynaldo Lopez hadn't had 10 strikeouts since 2018.
Really?
He hadn't had 10 strikeouts in a game since 2018.
That's crazy.
So for him to come out last night, only threw 90 pitches. So kind of.
I think that's where they wanted to keep him at, too.
Easing his way back into it in five innings. They'll be able to stretch that out as the season gets closer to the end. He's thrown more innings this year than he has dating back to 2019 as well. He's gone 109 innings now. He hadn't gone over 65 since 2019. So, I mean, he's well over where he had been as a relief pitcher. And, you know, maybe the rest did him good. Certainly looked like it.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, because this was the one thing we were worried about before. And this is before he got hurt. You know, it was like, can he continue doing this and everything? And then, you know, they tried to find a way with the rotation to try and get him and Chris Sale and all those other guys extra rest. Obviously, Bryce Dickens said, hell with that. We're going out the way we came in.
We need to win these games.
And so, yeah, yesterday getting a win and cutting a game off of the lead that the Phillies have, which was seven. Now it's six. Was a good thing. And it's going to be like this tonight. If Max Fried is maxing, it should look just like this because we know that the dude he's going against, that he just always pitches well against the Braves. But they have gotten after Nola before, but you just don't know. And if Max is maxing and Nola's Nolaing, it could be 1-0.
Yeah.
They're that good.
Low scoring, quick baseball game tonight, very likely. One thing that just – and I know we heard the Ozuna home run there. It really does amaze me that he's just kept this pace the whole year. Like – I thought at some point he was due for a little bit of a slump. Yes. He hasn't. That was 37 last night. He leads the National League in RBI still. He's batting 309. Like, Marcell Ozuna has been on an absolute tear all season long. It's pretty incredible. And it was really cool to be so close last night when he hit that ball. Like, you really get a chance to see just how hard they hit those balls when they're home runs, when you're right behind the plate
last night. He crushed it.
It was awesome. It's pretty wild looking at this lineup. Like, If you would have told me that this was going to happen, that you'd be sitting here in mid-August and Ramon Laureano would be batting second.
He had a nice game.
Right. Played some good defense.
Triple.
Well, played some great defense in the ninth inning last night, too. But, like, well, where's Acuña? Okay, he got hurt.
Yeah.
And then Gio Urshela is playing third base. And Whit Merrifield is playing second base. That's three of the nine guys in your lineup. Like, what is going on? But you know what's going on. The Braves have been plagued by injury this year, and that hadn't changed.
No,
Gio Urshela made his debut last night. That was pretty solid.
We just got to figure out, don't lose nobody else important, all right? Because the other guys, if we get on this run and we get in this playoff, Austin Riley's coming back.
In the NLCS.
Yes. But he'll be back.
He'll be back. The Braves are going to the NLCS.
Ozzy will be back
maybe
by the time it's the wild card and everything. He'll be back.
Yeah, Ozzy will be back for the playoffs.
So hopefully Gio, for some reason, some snit voodoo rub off on him or something, and he can find a way just – because we don't need you to have a career. We need to have you a good month.
We need you to have a career month.
That's it.
That's what we need.
That's what we need.
6 weeks.
Yes.
Give me 6 weeks.
Tops.
Can you do it?
Yeah, and then you can lead right after Austin Riley get back.
Yeah, then take off.
Yeah.
You're good. You get a ring if they win one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because, sure. I mean,
plus, he'll probably be on the roster.
Yeah, but no, we need Max Fried. I mean, because the last couple, he's been getting touched up, and he's been getting touched up early, too. We need Max to be in control today, man. We need eight for Max.
If the Braves really are going to make NLCS, if they really are going to go on a run this year.
Yeah, I said it. Eight for Max.
Max Fried has to be back to what he was midseason.
Yes.
Obviously, Lopez has to look like he did last night. Chris Sale has to keep looking like he's looked. That's the Braves' strength. Obviously, they have pitching. But these guys have
Our gal, Chandra. Ms. Chandra, she is going to the Braves game tonight, and she is sitting in ALM Xfinity section.
Cool.
Nice.
Sounds nice.
You remember, you know, I was like going to the thing last night and how the doors open like,
Oh, I know. And the cool thing is because when you walk in there, there's the Xfinity Club, which is very nice.
Yes.
And then there's the Truist Club, which is even nicer.
I made sure I walked slow, too.
Oh, yeah. I was looking
And before the door opened, I looked around to see if somebody saw me going in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was looking at everybody out there like they were peasants. was like, ah, commoners.
Can't take us nowhere.
I'm going to go into the... I'm going to go into my palace now.
Can't take us nowhere.
You peasants. All right, we'll come back. I do want to mention the Hawks sixth man thing.
Yes, good.
A lot of people have been tweeting at us about the Hawks and their sixth man section. So we'll get into that briefly, and then we'll get to a back page with Bo as well, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, yeah.
This hour of the Midday Show with Andy and Randy is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We'll talk a little college football here in just a minute. Also going to get to the back page with Bo, a belated back page with Bo, because Lorenzo Carter was on the show at 1240 when we normally do the back page with Bo. So we'll get there in a minute. The AMA is 20 minutes away as well. We'll get the phone lines open for that. A couple people have tweeted me about this, and I know you brought it up as well, Randy. The rumor that the Hawks were going to do away with the sixth man section.
Right.
Apparently some folks that sit in that section got an email last night about that, and on the surface you look at that and well, that's a terrible idea.
Okay.
Like, these guys
which
have been
it is?
Yeah, it is. It is. If that were what was happening, it would be. These guys have suffered through some really bad basketball. The least you could do is keep the section for them. But what's being reported by Chris Vivlamore of the AJC is that the six man section isn't going away. They're just rebranding it.
Okay.
They're going to call it something different. I don't know why. Like, sixth man section seems like a pretty good name for a fan.
Yeah,
section.
Man, we have a good time. I know that, you know, this year me and you and Samson were up there.
Yeah.
Last year me and Samson
with
were up there.
With the fat head. At the Bob Rathbun
fat
head.
I love it. So, so glad that was just a rumor. The rebranding,
he
said?
That's what he says. Okay. Now, again, I don't know what that means exactly. This also could be one of those things where it's like, you know, they made a decision in a boardroom without really thinking about what the reaction would be.
Right.
And then obviously the reaction has been, oh, you guys are just going to squeeze out like your most loyal fans for a couple of extra bucks.
Because they loyal. Like, they were getting on me. What do you mean you don't cover no games? I was like, I come to them.
Yeah. Like, these guys were in there when they were tanking. You know what I mean? They were in there last year. If you were going to home games last year and cheering – loudly, you deserve to be celebrated.
Yes.
Because that was bad basketball.
Yes, it was.
Very bad basketball last season. But yeah, so anyway, so it sounds like the six-man section's not going away. It sounds like it's just going to be rebranded. I don't know what that means exactly, but yeah, that would be smart to not get rid of that. I have an idea for you.
All right, I'm listening.
Mike Gundy was doing an interview because obviously we talked yesterday about the QR code thing. It's going to be on the backs of helmets.
Right.
They're going to put it in sports bars.
Yes.
In Stillwater. So drunk Oklahoma State fans can get excited about touchdowns and then give the football players money. What if you and me just made an Andy and Randy QR code?
Hey, dog. Hell.
And then, like, every time somebody, like, you said something really funny.
Right.
And somebody's listening, they're like, oh, man, I should probably shoot Andy and Randy like $5.
Why not?
That was a good joke.
Why not? My only thing is, you know, I don't like giving out personal information. So we're going to give out Abe's bank account.
Oh, sure.
And then go into Abe's bank account.
Yeah, yeah. And Abe can have some, too.
No.
Oh.
It's for us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Abe's just going to hold it. Abe's going to hold it. We're going to.
You ain't never seeing that money.
Yeah. We're going to get on Abe's list. Because, you know, whenever you get checking account and all those things.
Oh, he's going to give us access.
Yes.
Okay.
So
we're going to be like the executor of Abe's finances.
Exactly.
That sounds kind of fun.
I think this is a great idea. You should definitely set up a QR code where people pay you and it goes into my account. I love this.
Yeah.
Abe owns a townhome.
Great to me.
He owns his home.
Yeah.
I mean,
if you guys get enough donations, I'm going to own a couple townhomes.
Is your, like, how long you had your townhouse?
Like 5 years. Four,
okay.
5 years.
Okay.
It's nice. I went over there briefly.
Why were you at Abe's house, Andy?
Because Abe gave me a ride home from here that Monday that my wife dropped me off.
Right. Is he here. Clean?
Yeah, pretty clean.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
It's just dog hair.
Yeah.
Dog hair everywhere.
It wasn't bad. Like, you know, you never know. You go into somebody's house and it's like, oh, this guy is a weirdo. Like, this guy's a hoarder and lives in a hoarder nest. But not Abe. It was pretty normal stuff. Just
okay.
A lot of sports stuff.
And I ain't even like that, Abe. Is
the bathroom clean? Was clean.
Okay. That's all that matters. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Okay. Well, I mean, going to Abe's house, you know, it was just I'd never been invited to Abe's house.
I don't think I was really invited. I just asked Abe if he'd give me a ride, and then I took an Uber from his house to my house. But it was pretty cool, though. I was happy to be there.
Okay. No problem, man.
Met Chipper.
Oh, the first time I met you.
Good dog.
I haven't met Chipper either.
It's a good dog.
Would you like to?
Yeah, I would, actually. I would like to meet Chipper.
All right.
Yeah, in the dog fur. There's a rub with Nico. Nico shed now.
Oh yeah, no, that dog's gonna shed a lot.
Yeah, and I don't like it. I don't like it. All right, we cool. Me and him cool. We got a great, you know, master dog relationship.
Good relationship.
Got a great relationship. But that shedding, I might have to cut all his damn.
Just wait till he weighs 130 pounds. This is gonna be way more.
Yeah, man.
I mean, every summer, you're just gonna give him a buzz cut? Oh, that'd be crazy.
I'm gonna have to.
What would that look like?
I would do research on that.
Okay.
A lot of dogs that are long-haired, it is not healthy.
Oh, really? Okay.
Like, you don't cut huskies. You can't cut huskies.
Got it.
Oh, okay.
It would be very funny to see, but I don't want it to be
dangerous for the dog. Then you also do this stuff where you cut the whole body but leave the head, the head full of hair.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that. I've seen people do that
on
dogs.
Real weird.
Yeah.
real weird.
I saw a blue poodle the other day.
Really?
A lady had her poodle dyed blue.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. It's kind of cool, I guess, but I wouldn't do it, but it's kind of cool.
Was it kind of cool?
I don't know. It's something to do. She seemed like she might have been bored, and so she dyed her dog blue. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show. It's the back page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Normally at 12:40, but Bo, like us, is flexible and will move.
Whose birthday is it today? Is it both birthdays?
No, it's Sister Jean's birthday today. Sister Jean, you know, of Loyola Chicago.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's still kicking.
She turns 105 today. Yes, she is still kicking it. I don't know if she's kicking much stuff these days, but she's still alive.
I saw that the oldest person in the world died.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think she was 117 or something like that.
Right.
That's nuts.
So Sister Jean's got 12 more to get to that one. She's got to be one of what? If you're 105, what is that? Your top 1,000 probably?
Oh, man.
Gotta top 1,000 oldest people?
Gotta
it's also Jesse Chavez's birthday.
She's probably top 20, I would say. 105?
It's a good day for old people.
Yeah, man.
Well, congratulations and happy birthday to Sister Jean. How do you celebrate when you're 105?
Drink just up. Roll around.
No, you drink up.
Yeah.
She's a nun, isn't she?
Nuns can drink.
She is.
Yes, they can.
They can?
Nuns and priests can drink.
I didn't know that.
They
I
can sip on that drink. Holy water.
Which yeah, I know they can't do the other stuff.
Yeah,
but they can get they drank on.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
So the most obvious collab in sports is finally happening as Angel Reese is partnering with Reese's.
Really?
To drop jerseys, hats, and all kinds of other stuff in three separate drops, merchandise starting at $39. Angel Reese and Reese's partnering
up. Good for her, man. Good for her. Good for her, man.
Cash that check.
She's done an outstanding job as far as off the court type stuff, like marketing and everything. You know, she's big into fashion and everything. I saw she was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. And so, yeah, I love it.
She's nice looking.
She's a very pretty young lady.
Yeah.
She's a very pretty young lady.
Yeah, she's obviously an incredible basketball player, and that's what this is all about. Yeah, but, she's
very, 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 very beautiful young
lady.
She's
a good looking lady. Yeah. Also, Reese's is the best candy.
Yes.
I think.
Yes.
I think Reese's peanut butter cups are the best candy.
I do, too. And that's what – oh, God, did we have an AMA or something? Somebody asked us as far as – I think it might have been Jersey Mike asked us, what candy do you take from your kids' Halloween bag? Reese's and Kit Kats.
Well, Kit Kats.
Love the mini Kit Kats.
Interesting.
And you feel like I feel like when I eat like seven of them, that's not bad.
Yeah, because they're mini.
Yeah.
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 That's not bad at all.
I don't know. I think Twix would argue with that.
Twix also good.
Twix is very good.
Oh, I love the Twix.
Yeah. You got to freeze them, though. You got to freeze Twix and Reese's. So we heard Marcel's home run last night. So, of course, after the game, y'all know Marcel's still in Triple Crown contention, just like he was in 2020. So he's asked about the Triple Crown last night in the post game, and, of course, you know, Ohtani's name comes up. And here's Marcel with an interesting comparison of Shohei Ohtani.
I don't worry about it because, you know, on the other side, everybody knows that there's a robot. So Ohtani is a robot. So I catch out him, and then next 2 days, a couple homers, and then I shut down a little bit, and I say, okay, I got an average, and I got an RBI, so that's what I keep doing. It. So making my approach to the middle, get my hit, and help my team to win.
Shohei Ohtani, the robot. I don't guess he's lying.
He's a robot.
I didn't realize he was leading the National League in batting average. He's only batting .309. But he's leading the National League in batting average.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because
I
think last week he was at .299 last week.
Okay.
And then he's went up. But yeah, it's crazy.
There's only two guys in the National League with a batting average above .300.
Yes.
Yeah. How is that possible?
Because the balls are dead. Dead balls.
Balls are dead.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So
I hope he wins it.
We reported about a month or two or three ago that there was going to be a Happy Gilmore 2. So Adam Sandler.
Boo!
Yeah, I know. So here's Adam Sandler on some of the cameos that may be in his movie.
Do you know Travis Kelce wants to be part of this?
Yes, yes, yes.
He talked about it.
Travis has been, he mentioned it, and so we have a nice something for Travis. He's going to come by and he's cool, very nice guy. You guys would love him in real life. What a big, handsome guy. And funny
he's a stud.
He's a stud, and he's so funny.
So that's Adam Sandler on Fallon. Big, handsome guy, Travis Kelce is.
Well,
it's true.
I mean, he is. He's a very, I don't want to call him he will be attractive.
You can say he's a good-looking dude.
Yeah, he's attractive to women.
Yeah, you don't have to be attracted to him.
He'd be attractive to women. Yeah, and,
or to gay dudes.
I mean, this man's post career is going to be so big.
Yeah,
he's going to be so big. I don't know. Hey, Bodie, have you heard? Have they got a? Because they were talking about getting a new sponsorship for him and Jason's podcast.
Yeah, they tried to get $100 million.
$100 million.
Yeah.
So I mean, this dude, and I'm telling you, I don't know if this is his last year. But I think Kelce's out of here.
I think if they win a Super Bowl, I could see that.
I think you win one more? Yeah, man. Go tour the world with your girl.
Yeah, ride off into the sunset.
You think he pays for dinner?
Probably sometimes.
I would let her pay.
I would let her pay, too, sometimes.
No, all the time.
Oh, the whole time?
Yeah.
Yeah, he probably does some. I mean, he's not, you know. He's got plenty of money,
He got
too.
Plenty of money.
Yeah,
he
got as much as money as she does.
I'd be like, hey, babe, you got this, babe? Hey, babe, you got this?
They seem like they probably go to those places that like tapas.
Ugh.
You know, like super expensive, but they don't give you very much food.
My wife is going to, they're having a little work thing. She wanted me to go tonight. And I was like, where y'all going? I forgot the name of the place. She said they serve tapas.
I don't like tapas.
I was like, I'm not a tapas brother. You know that.
Yeah, tapas, I think, is Spanish for small portion, big price.
Yes. I don't eat cute. You know that, Andy.
No, I know that.
Yeah, I don't eat cute.
One thing I know about you.
I don't eat cute.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA to wrap things up. Any question, any topic, the phone lines are open. Load them up, 404-726-0929. We will answer any question that you've got after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and RightFromTheHeart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every day. Final hour of the show also brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at ManCaveStore.com. Plenty of phone lines available if you want to jump on. 404-726-0929. Just the one lonely AMA caller, Randy.
Okay.
Just one person.
Where your ass is at?
So while we're talking to Josh, call us so you can get on hold and ask us more questions. But Josh is in Creighton. Hey, Josh.
Hey, what's going on? I called y'all yesterday. I was asking about freaking. Now, I really meant to ask y'all about my nighttime guy. What my guy at, is it Chucker? Where my boy at? Is he all right?
Hey, man, hold on, dog. You asked this already. They are – just text them or – I'm sorry, just tweet them and ask them where they are. All right? He's taking some time off.
There Simple as that.
There it is.
Simple as that. He is on Twitter, though.
Yes.
You hit him up. All right. That was it.
Yeah, I got some social questions.
Okay.
I actually think I wrote this one for you guys.
Oh, good.
Like a year ago, 2 years ago. I don't know. We've got a running list. Anyways, what's the one movie scene that's always going to make you late because you can't leave the room till it's over?
The opening scene of Belly.
I thought you were going to say something different.
What you think of?
Like a Cherokee joke or something like that?
Oh, nah, dog. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
The one movie scene that I'm never going to walk away from.
Yeah.
God, that's a good question.
Thank you.
Probably the Jake Taylor speech in Major League when they find out that she's trying to lose, they're trying to lose on purpose and all that kind of stuff. And then Jake stands up and says, well, there's only one thing left to do.
Yeah. Win the blanket.
Win the whole blanket thing.
I thought you were going to go with the tin cup.
Oh, when he keeps asking for more golf balls.
Yeah, I felt like that'd be a good one.
Yeah,
for you.
That's a good one too.
I love, definitely Al Pacino's speech in A Given Sunday.
How dangerous is the Rocky IV fight? I mean,
oh yeah,
cost you 35 minutes without commercials.
Yeah, dog. Yeah. Which one?
The Rocky IV.
Which speech?
No, the fight.
The fight.
Oh, the
whole
fight.
Oh, just him and Drago.
Oh no, the best part about that whole fight scene was Drago's entrance. There ain't no, that was the coldest entrance when I, and that, them doors always, don't. He looks around. That's the coldest entry ever.
T.Y. is in Atlanta. Hey, T.Y.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. And I wanted to run this question by to start with so I don't get the 7 second dunk. it's nothing bad. I was going to ask about your significant other. Would you, and be careful because they're probably listening, do you prefer smooth? All natural or somewhere in between?
Come on. Go to hell, T.Y.
I don't think you can do that one.
Yeah, go to hell, T.Y.
All right, Travis is incoming. Hey, Travis.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
so,
hi,
Travis. I'm a school teacher. Just left work to go to the dentist. Which one would you rather be at, school or the dentist?
Ooh,
oh,
man.
Like, send me to school.
Yeah, send me to school.
There's nothing that
I hate going to
there's
dentist.
Nothing that affects a human body more than their teeth and their bike. I'm sorry, back. Because you know I got real proper yesterday because I was in a Truist Club. I said wings.
Yo, you did. Yeah, you ordered wings.
Yes,
that was really weird.
I said wings,
and they were boneless.
No, the hell they weren't. And don't you?
I know.
Don't do that.
Spreading lies.
Don't do that.
Sorry
don't
about
do that.
That.
All right.
Sorry about that. That's low.
Say anything.
That's low.
Don't do that, man.
Sorry about that.
All right. Don't do that.
But what were you?
Your back. Your back and your teeth. I don't know what it is about those two parts of your whole body that control everything.
Oh, there's nothing worse than a sore tooth.
There's nothing
like
worse
it
than
just you.
There's
you
no
can't,
there's
you
no
can't
working
function.
Around
yeah.
a sore tooth.
It's all you think about. You can't stop touching it with your tongue. It just it's the worst. This probably isn't good, but I think I've been in school more recently than I've been to the dentist.
Yes.
Like, I graduated from school 10 years ago.
Like, again, these are these things that my
wife... I haven't been to the dentist in a long time.
That's okay.
Is it?
I don't know. I go to the dentist.
It's okay with you.
Yeah, I go to the dentist. No cavities.
I don't have any. I don't think I have any cavities.
How would you know if you've been to the damn dentist?
I don't. My teeth don't hurt.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't think I haven't been to the dentist since I lived in Atlanta.
That sound like something my baby girl Lily would say. My teeth don't hurt.
No, it's not good.
I know that.
I think my because I've got good dental hygiene. Like I brush twice a day, sometimes three times a day. I floss.
Yes.
Once a week or so.
I'm a two-a-day brusher.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I brush in the morning. I brush at night. No one's brushing in the middle of the day. I do. You do?
I brush in the morning when I get up because when my wife's coming down, I like to put them lips on her. And then I'll brush before I get to work.
Really? But then not at night?
What do you brush at night for?
I don't know. End of the day? The stuff you ate?
Oh, no, I just wish some scope in there.
You don't brush your teeth before you go to bed?
Uh-uh.
Huh.
Really? Is that a thing? But I tell my kids to.
Excuse me?
I tell my kids to do it.
Yeah, right.
That's crazy.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Of course you do. Of course you tell your kids to brush your teeth. Everyone brushes their teeth before they go to bed.
No, they don't. We didn't grow up brushing our teeth before the bed.
You don't? Abe? Because this is going to be another one of those ones where I think I'm normal
weird. You're normal because I tell my kids.
Like the poop thing?
I tell my kids to brush their teeth before they go to bed.
Yeah.
I just don't do it.
Okay. I think you should.
Okay.
I should go to the dentist, though.
Okay.
So I should probably heed my own advice. Jeff is in Dalton. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? So my question is, let's say you've got a friend or family member with just stupid generational money and they leave you a large sum, but the caveat to it is you got to donate half of that to the college team you hate the most. What team would it be, and what's the over-under on cuss words you drop while doing it?
Okay. I would leave.
So they leave you $100 mil, okay. And you got to donate $50 mil to the team you hate the most.
Georgia Southern. I ain't giving them other schools nothing.
Dude, $50 mil goes a long way in Statesboro.
You know what I'm saying?
It goes a long way.
You know what I'm saying? And that's where the damn Uber driver went to school at. Of course, he told me about where he lived in damn Statesboro, too.
I like that logo. I like the GS logo.
Oh, it's awesome.
It's a very cool logo. Yeah, I mean, I guess I would give Oregon $50 million. They wouldn't notice.
Yeah.
They're not hurting for money.
They're not hurting for nothing.
Like, it's not money that is the reason why they haven't won championships.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know, competitiveness, fortitude, coaching.
Bad coaching.
Bad, yeah, all kinds of horrible jerseys. I don't know. This is all kinds of bad. It's a bad geographic location, bad people. Karma. I think it's the universe that's against them. Zach's in Gwinnett. Hey, Zach.
Oh, that's how it looks.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, guys? So,
hi, Zach.
A very unhappy birthday to Sister Jean. I can't stand that lady. And the,
damn, Zach!
The final four one. Oh, no, I'm coming. I got my haterade on hot.
How come? What do you have against
that lady?
That nice old woman.
What did that lady do to you?
Because when they went on their final four run, they knocked off a number 2 seed Tennessee, and every time Tennessee would fight on this revolutionary basketball technique that had never been done before called the pump fake, and they would hit a shot, they would cut to this little old lady clapping her liver spotted hands. I can't stand this lady.
Zach?
Yeah. So, if you're going to hate them, hate them. Go all the way. I love them.
So, is there a person that's pretty generally loved and respected and revered that you just can't stand?
Hell yeah. This is a lot of folks.
And for reasons like that, too. Like, I hate Richard Hamilton, Rip Hamilton.
Right.
And I hated every second of his NBA career, even though he was a pretty good player and the Pistons were cool.
He was good.
I hated every second of it because he hit a buzzer beater against Washington in the Sweet 16 in 1999. Yeah.
I hate Greg Maddux because he pees on people.
You just learned that yesterday.
And I will never get over it. Don't ever come to me, though. You think I'm going to watch that damn documentary? Nope.
I want to know what other weird stuff he was doing.
I don't respect the man that pees on people.
Yeah.
And I don't respect nobody who let him pee on him. And it was like, Kiki, go ahead, Greg. Leave me alone.
What's worse?
That's soft.
Which one's worse? Being the one who did it or the one who had it done to them?
The one who had it done to him because you didn't punch him in his damn face.
I know, but I'm not even talking about what happens afterwards. I'm just like that in that moment. I think it's worse to be the one that does it as a grown-up.
No,
like, you're doing such a horribly disgusting
thing. That's nasty, man.
Now, obviously, having it done to you is bad, too. There's no winner in that situation. Man. But, like, yeah, I don't know.
No,
it's
no.
Not good.
I'm going to punch you in your jaw.
Jody is in Lawrenceville. Hey, Jody.
Right in the kisser.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jody.
Hi, Jody.
What's on, Jody?
So, obviously, I was watching you guys last night, and y'all kind of stole the show in the background. I couldn't keep my eyes off of you guys. But what I noticed was, as the game went on, Randy got a little more focused on conversation with Andy, but Andy was still super locked into the game. So what I want to know is, what kind of analysis come the 7th, 8th, 9th inning was Randy giving you, Andy, throughout that last part of the game?
Wow, you name it. We were talking about everything under the sun. Loudly.
Yes.
There were people in that section that learned a lot of stuff about our lives.
We were very, very loud. I think I said my son paid $700 for some sweatpants.
You did, and I lost my mind.
Yeah, I was like, you know, my son paid $700 for sweatpants.
And then you said, well, at least he got two of them. And I was like, so your son paid $350 for sweatpants?
Yeah.
Like, what in the world?
I was like,
man?
Where the hell did we do that at?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, I think we talked about that. And
Bo can't, everything.
Bo couldn't catch a slider.
Yeah, Bo was trying to tell us that he could play catcher for the Braves, which is pretty funny.
I think I said I could catch the ball.
I didn't say I could play catcher for the Braves. I just said I could catch the ball. There's a difference.
I think I made you look at my college fantasy football roster.
You did.
I was like, I got some pretty good running backs, Randy. Look at all these guys that I got. Bo, by the way, forgot that the draft was yesterday.
Y'all just said it at the studio yesterday.
One guy, one fantasy over here, forgot that the draft was going on and auto-drafted his whole team.
Y'all said it right there at the studio yesterday. You're like, 6 o'clock, way to go, Bo.
Yeah, I know.
Way to go,
hey, man,
Bo.
I was preoccupied with drinking a beer with Abe.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
All right, Simon is in Hiram. Final call.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, guys? How y'all doing today?
Hey, Simon. Hey, man.
Well,
it's actually Byron.
Oh, hey, Byron. Sorry about that.
No, that's all right. I wanted to say that because old Randy, you know, Peach County boy.
Yeah,
so,
you know that.
I just wanted to give a shout out to Randy. And, Andy, y'all got an amazing show. And then also I wanted to ask Randy, when you was in high school, what team, away team, did you hate going to the most and playing?
Okay. Appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, Byron.
I hated going to, like, Appling County. They were in our region, and it's so damn far.
Where's
like,
that at?
I couldn't even tell you. Appling is on that way on Georgia. You know? By the way, we used to have to go to Appling County, and we used to have to go to play Ware County, way across Georgia. They call it way across Georgia because it's way across Georgia. I mean, it took all damn day to get there. They had raggedy water.
That's really funny.
And I remember
do people say that? Because that's really funny.
No. But, I'll say way across.
Oh.
Yeah, Appling County way over there somewhere. I'm pointing like these folks can see it.
Yeah, no, I see where you're pointing. Okay, there's Appling County. Oh, yeah, that's kind of right out there in the middle of nowhere.
A little hump.
Okay.
And they're taking a shower and green water came out.
I like how he said show.
Yeah.
He said show.
Appreciate
you guys got a good show.
Appreciate it.
I like it so much.
Takeaways.
I hope my kids have Southern accents.
We're working on it. My takeaway of the day is that Andy likes small talk.
I do.
That's unbelievable.
Small talk guy. Yeah. Randy doesn't eat cute.
No.
Sports Radio, we got thrown over the imaging. Takeaways of the day, every day to wrap up
yeah,
the show.
I kept going in and out. Andy likes small talk, which I can't believe.
Randy also did say earlier that he is as hard as they come.
Randy Michael, not a big East guy, nor is he a Tapas guy. And
no.
then it was announced this morning that Dominic Ray Leoli was going to be starting for Nebraska this weekend.
Andy Bunker, flexible socially. Physically, maybe not so much. And last night, it was cool to see how hard they hit those balls.
It was. We were up close. We were right there. You could hear the crack of the bat. All right. Everybody have an excellent rest of your Wednesday.
Thank y'all so much.
Hey, seriously, though, thanks to the Falcons for all the hospitality in training camp this year. This is our final day broadcasting up here. Awesome, as always, Bassidy and his crew. The food that they prepared for
unbelievable.
Us.
Unbelievable.
Every single day.
And how about
was
our
amazing.
Last day here, we finally get to see Kirk Cousins.
Saw Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, saw Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, he was out there. Anyway, talk to you guys tomorrow morning at 11.
Watch out now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.